Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Before we begin this list, remember one important thing. Everybody we're going to talk about has smashed it. I mean, they made it to WWE, which isn't exactly an easy thing to do, and we're discussing them right now. It's pretty good for anyone who dons a pair of pants and says, damn it, I want to be a wrestler. With that said, it does kind of feel like there are no proper plans for them ever, and that makes me sad. So I am Cyber What Culture, please do smash that subscribe button. This is 10 WWE superstars that have permanently lost. And Mustafa Ali. It was awesome when Mustafa Ali came back to WWE TV a few months ago. I hope it meant he had resolved his issues, which led to him asking for his release, and he could start to be a success again. It didn't really happen. Because after an alright feud with The Miz and Theory, where as ever Ali's work was top tier and he cut some fire promos, he was thrown back into the abyss as soon as it was done. You could still see him on main event, but otherwise, poof, just vanished. It's quite clear there is no plan for him, although his team with Cedric Alexander at the moment is very entertaining if you go out of your way to see what they're doing. You have to imagine he's biding his time before he's out the door for good. And it just feels like a shame. I mean, do you remember when it looked like he was going to WrestleMania to face Daniel Bryan? Wrestling is that. Number 9, Cedric Alexander. And it wouldn't be fair if we didn't bring Cedric into this properly. I mean, we basically just laid his story out too. Much like Ali, he is crazy talented and smashed it in the Cruiserweight Classic to the point the NXT crowd chanted, please sign Cedric, with Triple H even walking out into the venue to give them the thumbs up. Man, did we have it all ready to go. The problem, I suppose, is that then he was in his element, whereas Raw and SmackDown always pose a problem for wrestlers who aren't tanks. It's not like Alexander isn't jacked, he most definitely is. But you know Vince McMahon, 6'2", 240 pounds. Otherwise, the obstacles will be placed in front of you. The real shame is that we found a place for him within the Hurt Business and then broke them up before you could say Shelton Benjamin. And I keep my fingers crossed that one day he gets at least one proper run to show what he can do. Sadly, I doubt it. Great Tyler Bate. This one is more about the always changing waves of professional wrestling, or at least how WWE currently views its UK extension of NXT. If you haven't watched it, you should, as it's probably the most consistent product under the World Wrestling Entertainment banner. Somebody constantly in the front and center is Tyler Bate. So it's not like he's having a bad time, but when he won the NXT UK Championship in 2017, people lost their minds. When he did so again in 2022, well, the feeling was very different. Again, this is mostly due to perception. Because of the pandemic, there's this feeling WWE isn't so focused on NXT UK anymore. It really should. With the right story and timing, Bate could easily jump to Florida and start his path to the main roster, much as Pete Dunne did. It kind of seems weird that isn't always the aim. Number 7, Aaliyah. I have no idea what is going on with Aaliyah. Don't. Ever since she's been on SmackDown, she has been all over the place, from breaking apparent world records to standing in the corner as Lacey Evans called her an idiot. She also threw up on herself once, but that was oddly heartwarming, as bizarre as that sounds. I just think we can all understand being so nervous your body rebels against you. What makes no sense is that there is never a plan for her. Ever. Do you remember when she was locking Shotzi in the locker room for a while? It was soon dropped. And it almost feels like her position is now just to lose to people. Doesn't add up. We didn't even give her a chance. Amazingly, Aaliyah signed with WWE back in 2015, so there must be something here. Just use it, for goodness sake. Let's see what she can do. Number 6, Commander Aziz. I can't lie, I feel a bit sorry for Commander Aziz. The dude is never allowed to have a gimmick for more than a few months, and then bam, he's gotta go try something else. The most recent switch was when Apollo Crews moved to NXT, meaning Aziz just fell down a well or something. And before this, do not forget, he was a mainstay of Raw Underground. much of a mainstay as anybody could be. That idea was dead and buried in about a week. He also had a short run back with NXT 1.0, and it's hard to see what happens with him now. All of the above, he's barely had a match on TV for years, and how is that gonna help anyone? Find your place, you gotta work. And this isn't his fault, far from it, but it's the point of this list. He constantly just floats through every facet of WWE waiting for an opportunity. He must be losing his mind. I blame Shane. Number 5, Los Lothalios. I went off about Garza and Humberto in a recent episode of Ups and Downs for this very reason. WWE is not thinking down the line. Because without wanting to sound mean, it's quite clear that the powers that be see Los Lothalios as nothing more than an enhancement tag team. This means they will pop up every now and then, do their kiss cam gimmick so it seems like they have some worth, before they lose to another pairing that needs a victory. This would be fine if WWE was drowning in teams, but they're not. Just know, soon they'll realize this and from nowhere, we'll try and turn Garza and Humberto into a threat. Will it work? No. That's a problem for our future selves. For Queen Zelina. Now, to be fair, Zelina Vega has been injured recently, so that could tie in. Even then, though, when you do go through her recent history, it's really, really weird. We all remember her very unfortunate release back in 2020, but after working her way back to WWE and winning the Queen of the Ring, she teamed with Carmella in April 2022 for absolutely no reason. It was just so we could do that stuff with the women's tag team titles at WrestleMania 38. And given recent happenings, let's never speak of this again. I think what really baffles is why have her win the Royal Tournament if you're not going to use that as a stepping off platform? It means we sat there and watched that thing for no reason, to the point today, it's meaningless. It happened, we saw it, now let's go and do something else. This does tie into the fact when wrestlers do get hurt, WWE decides not to tell us from a narrative point of view. So it's just a mystery like Evolution. Let's hope she can make it back and at least get something, however. Meant to be a damn queen. Number 3, Akira Tozawa. Have you ever seen Tozawa work in a serious match? The dude can go. Which why, of course, in WWE, means he is a ninja obsessed with the 24/7 title. What else is there to do? Now, I did enjoy all the madness with Tamina, no one meaner, and that crazy wedding, but there is so much wrong with this, not least how he's presented. It is insanely archaic, and it really does feel like he will be tied up with the nonsense forever. That's his place, and it has been for years now. Once again, it ties back into the whole big guy WWE mentality, and I'm not saying Tozawa should be the world champion, but his current role has definitely run its course, so why not try to use him in a more meaningful manner, as opposed to just doing the same thing over and over again? I do not have an answer for this. Never forget, he once got eaten by a shark. Though to be fair, if WWE went more in that direction and owned it, I'd be the happiest man on the planet, because I'm an idiot. Number 2, Dolph Ziggler. Dolph Ziggler randomly returned to WWE in July 2022, and this was met with quite the surprise, because it was baffling. The last time we'd seen him, he was alongside Bobby Roode, growing up to MVP and Omos, and yet within weeks that was done, and now he was mad at Theory. You can see why Ziggler's is on this list. It is mad, because for over a decade, Dolph has been awesome. I don't think he's ever had a bad match. He makes his opponents look like $1 million and can pretty much do it all. I suppose that's why he's found himself in this position, because he's an excellent utility player. But even over the age of 40, he can still be used better. Ziggler is great. By now, though, he has been beaten down so much, fans don't see him as a threat, which is a huge shame. But one, Alexa Bliss. Which is probably the same for Alexa Bliss. What the flub are we doing? While I wasn't the biggest fan of the scary version of Alexa, I appreciate what she was trying to do, and it did have its supporters. But ever since leaving that behind, Bliss isn't allowed to do much of anything. It is such a shame, because when she did return to her more normal persona, it felt like it was time to pull the trigger on something. But we did the opposite. Nothing. The main issue is she just doesn't have a story at all, apart from the fact that her best friend is a doll. And just go back to 2016 to 2018. Alexa was smashing it then, winning world titles, and everybody was cool with it. And given that we need more bodies in the women's division, just do that. It's right there playing Nintendo. You could say this about a few people on the roster, which I suppose we have. But the difference with Bliss is that she's proved if you put her on top, fans will accept it, and they'll get it. And yet we choose to have her appear in random tag team matches. Never progress much of anything.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.